Jana Kramer is in the studio with us.
Woo!
Hey, woo, woo.
It's wake up time now,
wake
girl.
Wake up.
We were getting coffee a moment ago, and I said, I was getting coffee. She was getting water. And I said, you know, I really don't want to do radio today. I said, I'm done. I'm checked out. Let's just go home. She was like, me too.
I didn't say that. Well, I'm kidding. I did.
Okay. we were kind of all up in a tizzy yesterday because we know that you can have weird smells.
I know.
Affect people pregnant differently.
I know.
Is it okay in here?
It's okay. I'm okay.
Are you close?
I have my water to help.
What is your
can we get
smell?
A bucket or something?
You know what? I honestly have had a really crappy pregnancy. I'm still nauseous, so it's really frustrating. But yeah, smells are like, we don't even light candles in our house.
As you walk in here, we have them like, everywhere.
Blow that one out. Just blow it out.
No, I'm okay. No, really. No, it's okay. I can deal. I'm breathing through my mouth.
Bubba's coming over there and blowing it out. Oh my! See, did we not talk about that? Because people called in and they said, "Oh, you know what made me sick was coffee smell. Oh, what made me sick was rose smell, eggs, coffee." And so I was like, "Well, maybe we shouldn't do anything." And
yeah.
So what do? We light one candle, and that's
My husband, whenever he makes grilled chicken, for some reason, chicken makes me just want to vomit.
Somebody else said smell. That. They Ugh. Said chicken does it for them too.
She said,
"So gross."
Bone in chicken that you boil. Makes her sick.
Interesting. Anything grilled, like anything that's healthy, sounds disgusting right now.
What good right now?
Like last night I had fish and chips for the first time, and I can't even remember how long. Since like fifth grade, maybe.
And it was good?
It was so good.
I went through a fish and chips stage. Maybe I'm
Did
pregnant.
You?
Yes. Recently, I've been like craving fish and chips.
Oh, wow.
I would think that fried foods would be not good, but.
Yeah, I know. But for some reason, they kind of settle my stomach, which is weird. But I've been craving Pop-Tarts, which I, again, never ate.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, go to the store.
Do you have to warm them up?
Frosted strawberry. No, just the plain frosted strawberries.
Huh.
Wow.
So good.
Wow. Well, good, because we're going to be playing a game today so that you can win.
Oh, you have Pop-Tarts?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
But you don't get them unless you win.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I want the wild, delicious wild.
It doesn't matter what you want. It matters what you earn.
You can play for the wild.
All right. Help me.
All right. We'll tell you. We'll play. We have asked your husband. Some questions.
Okay.
We're going to do the newlywed game thing.
Okay.
And he also told me some things behind the scenes that I'm going to share with you.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay. Did he throw me under the bus?
Kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He did? Michael?
No, a little bit. He didn't. We'll find out next. Jana Kramer's joining us. We'll talk with her. And new music all next. Hang on. Jana Kramer, look at her, just eyeing those Pop-Tarts.
I know, I'm like,
yeah, brand new Pop-Tarts, haven't even been opened, just waiting for you.
Give me.
Is that your biggest pregnancy craving, you think?
I think right now, and kiwi, which is weird, kiwi and mangoes. Yeah.
Kiwi.
You guys don't like kiwi? Oh, man.
I think it's a man thing. I don't know any man that likes kiwi.
My husband likes kiwi.
Yeah, only because you like kiwi. And he's trying to keep everything calm at the house.
Oh, he's so mad right now because he was getting ready for work this morning, and his pants are getting tight because he's eating more, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm eating a lot more.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
So I'm getting fat.
Yeah, I gained probably 20, 25 pounds every time my wife got pregnant.
Are you serious?
And this is where I am today. Because, guys, we don't lose
That's his baby weight.
And you're going to have to watch him.
Speaking of,
if you want him down to where he was, you got to get on it.
No, I kind of like it because I'm like, you did this to me, so now I'm doing this to you.
Sounds like you guys need a therapist.
We have one.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Speaking of your husband, Mike, time to play the newlywed game.
All right.
As we've behind your back, ask him some questions. And we want to see what you think his answers are. You know how this works. And by the way, the if you win, you get a box of Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Just
Actually,
one?
You can have all three. Here we go. We asked your husband, Mike, who does Jana text or talk to the most during the day? Who do you text and talk to the most? What do you think he answered?
Okay. Well, I have a few people that I text or talk to the most.
But he answered with one.
He answered with one?
One. Either one person that you text and talk the most during the day.
My husband.
That is right.
Yay!
Get you a box of Pop-Tarts.
Wow.
Yay! I was almost going to say my manager, Scott Anthony, because I text him a lot too.
Nope,
but
he said, okay. He said me, her husband. Go ahead and open those up and eat them and spread them around. question number two. I said, if Jana could send you to the body repair shop, what on you would she want fixed? If we could send Mike to a body repair shop, what would you say you would want to get him fixed?
I think he's perfect. I really do. There wouldn't be one thing.
By the way, that's not the answer.
No, there really isn't. I mean, I like that he doesn't have hair, so I don't want him to have hair. There wouldn't be one thing. What did he say?
He says, well, she likes my head shaved / bald, but I still think she wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more hair up there.
No, that's wrong. Oh. I like him bald.
Aww.
Well,
it was half right.
You don't get that Pop-Tart. Last question.
Okay.
This was the one that had a little more drama to it because he and I texted back and forth quite a bit yesterday on this one question. Okay. I asked him, I said, Mike, where were you when you first kissed Jana?
Ooh. Probably right in front of her.
He said that you would say something that it would, but it would be wrong.
Okay, well then I'm gonna. Was it in the back of the bus in Chicago?
He said she might try and say by the monkey.
By the
cages,
monkey, yeah, that's what I would.
Or some crap at the zoo. But the answer is on her tour bus.
Yay!
In the back of the bus.
Take all the Pop-Tarts.
Yay!
Jana Kramer wins all the Pop-Tarts in
the world. Thank you.
And you get a share of the class, by the way. Can't have all those for yourself.
I'm only going to take the Wildlicious Wildberry. That looks the best to me.
All right. Hey, we have a microwave. We can heat them up if you want.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Jana Kramer, hey, we're talking new music. Yeah. That's next. Jana Kramer, excited about a new album. Comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
So
midnight.
What happened to the online leak?
Okay. I sent a song to one of my really good friends, and she didn't know that my album wasn't out yet. She's busy. She's got a lot of stuff going on. And so it came out. And
so
like,
how did she... She just posted it to share it with everybody?
She did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Does it link to the entire album?
No. Just one song called Said No One Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be the next single? Because that's what everybody online has been saying is, this is the next single. Oh,
I think so.
I mean, now basically did the world just make up the record label's minds for them?
I mean, we definitely see like what they're jiving on, what's selling the most out of, you know, all the other songs.
Right.
Now pull up. We have it. It's on her site. You can actually kind of listen to some of it there too. Have you looked at your website lately?
I have not in like a week or two.
Well, you can look at like the songs that have the most,
played
like
more?
How many views you have. And so I got The Boys, a big one. It's huge. Number two, right behind it by just a few thousand, like 5 or 10,000, is that song.
Yay. Oh, no.
It's not 5 or 10,000. It's several thousand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Do you guys want to know what the last three lines were going to be in that song?
Yes, absolutely.
It was Richard Simmons is straight. OJ got framed. I want to be Kanye. But we had to cut that.
What?
You know. Politically correct.
We have a jingle that we used to play all the time. I'm gonna play. We had to stop playing this one. We're gonna totally take this in. Yes. We relate with you right now.
Yeah, we had this. This was done, and we this is the best. Several years ago,
it was one of our favorite jingles because it just sang great.
Yeah, and then we've had to change it. You'll know why when you hear this.
Yeah.
I love the Big D and Bubba Show.
Boom, 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 boom.
More than Bill Cosby loves Jell-O.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thanks,
man,
Bill.
Thanks a lot, Bill Cosby.
Oh, see, but that's funny.
We
you know?
Feel your pain, though.
Can't use it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And we had all kinds of different alternative songs that we sing in the studio now. More than Bill Cosby. Well, you just imagine.
Use your imagination because we can't do that.
Yeah. So I get it.
Jana Kramer's album, it's out tomorrow, midnight, tonight. Oh, I guess midnight's out. Who does that? Get it tomorrow. It's available. Download. You can get it. It's called
just
31.
Just pre-order it, and then that way it's on your phone and in your
iTunes
and all that.
Exactly, and you get a few songs right before.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you get this song called Boomerang, a few other ones, I think.
Okay. Before. It's good to know you know what's going on. Jenna Kramer.
She has bigger things to worry about.
I have a baby in my belly, okay?
Hey, we basically, it's the same. It's like you're there. We're like 12 months pregnant. Look at us. 31 is the name of it, Jenna Kramer. It's good to see you. Thanks for playing along. Hey, take your Pop-Tarts, because we'll eat them if you don't take them.
I'm taking these.
Okay, take them.
I'm going to share.